Hear that? That's a little sound effect, a little feedback. That's what happens when you turn on the microphone at first and you don't have everything turned down. If you got the same channel brought up, whatever. Yeah, I'm going on vacation. I thought I'd talk about that in this week's show. Okay, that's it. Good night. I love doing the show, and I'd love to have more guests. And if you'd like to be a part of it, feel free, please. You're more than welcome to be a part of out there. And if you have any comments, I'd love to hear about them. I got a comment recently from a real good friend. Her name is Kathy. She said she really enjoyed the two Native American shows and really thought that Mike was an inspiration. And I'll tell you what, everything I know about Mike, that is absolutely true. And I sent her an email back, and it got me thinking a little bit. You know, Mike, I've only known him for a couple of years now. I don't even know how long it is, really. You lose track of time with people. But when I first met him, you know, I realized, I know I was told he had some handicaps, some difficulties hearing and speaking and seeing. His vision wasn't very good. And he brought me to see his dad, and I saw his dad, and his dad was just laying there, you know, really sick. And we cover that in the show. But what I didn't mention in that program is that his dad did not die from Alzheimer's. His dad died from, oh, I can't remember. He was getting treated with some kind of drug on top of that. And that actually led to a problem with his stomach, which led to his heart eventually giving out and some other problems. So it's just amazing because what he did for him actually started to cure his dad. And what the doctors did, in my opinion, killed his dad, you know. And this is what we see over and over in our society. Now, am I saying the doctors can't help you? No. But, I mean, we don't know what the cure is for Alzheimer's and some of these other diseases. Maybe it's time we listen to somebody that's done something. Also, I want to say, relating to the Mike incident, I just met Mike recently, and I went to the bank where he had I guess he tried to go there too because his father had an account there, and he was having difficulty getting money. They wouldn't let him take it out because his father, who has Alzheimer's, would not give the okay because he didn't know Mike. This is what Mike had to deal with. And then, you know, he's getting pressured to put his dad in a home. Well, the gal who's there at the bank is waiting on me, and she's saying to me, oh, yeah, Mike shouldn't be doing that with his dad. What is he thinking? He's crazy. You know, his dad should be in a home. Now, this is the kind of response you get from people that have no clue or don't even listen, take the time to listen to what the man has to say. And I can only respond in that in one way. It's like, I see this all the time. And there are so many people out there who have found some answers. And whether it's the unknown as far as illness, the unknown as far as paranormal, and people don't even take the time to look at what they have to say. They might have some evidence or something in front of them, and most people, if you don't really slap them across the face with it, forget it. So thanks to Kathy for writing those nice emails. And if you really would like to find out more, get a hold of Mike. Because Mike's cats lived longer through a couple of reasons. Both of them lived to 21. Both of his cats. And that's just unheard of. And what did he do? Well, they gave him a supplement, a nutrient, that you can't buy on the market. But it's amazing because it helped his dad. It helped him. It helped his cats. How many more people have to be helped or animals? And I would definitely check into it. You know, if you can afford it and you think it's worth trying. There's no guarantees with anything. We don't make a guarantee. For one, we can't do that. If we did, we'd be in a lot of trouble. So we can't do that. But as far as I'm concerned personally, I think this stuff is amazing. And I can't go any further than that. Otherwise, you know, there are people out there with a lot of money that don't want other things to succeed. Just remember that. Just remember that. All right. Hey, I'm going on vacation, so I should be in great spirits and not be talking about these other things. Hopefully, when I get back, Frank Fischino, I called him the other day, and Frank said, TJ, I owe you an interview. I'm talking to, who was the guy he was talking to? The big researcher, UFO researcher. He has a lot of contact with that guy. I can't think of his name right now. Let me just pause this for a moment. I'm going to pause this. Okay, I got it now. Stanton Friedman. He was on the other line with Stanton Friedman. And Stanton's the big guy. If anybody follows UFOs, and I don't know if I'll ever have him on the show, but he's talking to Stanton. I'll call you back. And he never called me back. Or maybe he tried and the phone was busy. But Frank's going to be on the show. Hopefully the next one I do, he'll be on and he'll talk about UFOs. Do you like the stuff about the UFOs? Do you like the stuff about ghosts? What do you like? Let me know. Because I want to, I'm open to all things, especially all things positive. And so if you don't let me know, I can't cover those things. What else did I want to mention? The Kathy had mentioned also when she had emailed me that she really enjoyed the conversations with Dwayne. I think they're awesome. I think Dwayne is an awesome individual, and I'm not just saying that because he's my friend. He comes across, if you're listening to his show and you think that, well, that guy seems pretty laid back and sounds very relaxed and peaceful. And he is. And that's the way Dwayne is. He speaks very softly, very gently. And that's the type of being he is. And to me, that is a sign. This is just my impression of it. How I believe it. That's a sign of somebody that's more spiritually evolved, is that they're not going to try to push you. And they're very laid back and very relaxed. And they say what they have to say. And they say it out of respect. That's what I liked about it. Hope you liked it too. Because it's fun doing these shows. And I'll have a new one soon, all right? But now I'm going on vacation, all right? Hang on, I'm packing my bag. That's supposed to be me putting stuff in my suitcase, but I'm not really using a suitcase. It's more of a duffel bag because we're camping. Okay. Oh, there's the fire. Ooh, it's nice. We're sitting around it. What was that? I don't know. Just having a pop. That's all. Take care.